I can tread water. There is a faint landline ahead. It disappears every now and then. A hope that taunts me again and again. The small swells I find myself in are choppy and rough. Can I breathe even a little? Yes, there is still just enough. Though I'm almost immersed, I keep my outlook broader. I pull from within and I simply tread water. I am moving just enough to keep my bearing and relevance. I am conserving my energy and managing the elements. Can't panic now. Keeping alignment and order. I subdue what is rising. All I need to do is tread water. Surrendering to the buoyancy of grace, it reduced my heaviness. It minimized my weight. Though the current and undertows still try to make me falter, I'll stay afloat, sustained by hope, because I can tread water. And as I occupy this space, I look around for others, because part of my treading is to also help another. Whether a neighbor or friend, sister or daughter, I can still help them, even while I am treading water. I looked up, surprised to see how close I am to land now. It's only because of the thoughts that I did not allow. Rejecting the sabotage that wanted me to panic and press harder, but I knew inside that all I needed to do was just tread water. My feet are touching sand now. I'm off balance, but my legs hold. So thankful now that I understood the umption to release control. For the plans for me of which I know nothing of, miraculously made the distance shorter. And I smile to myself with gratefulness. So happy that I can tread water.